You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Dr. George Leaking is a cancer specialist and director for the Centre of Cancer Research at the University of Auckland. He believes Australia's prescription-only model for vaping is overkill and will be ineffective at reducing harms in New Zealand. I started our interview by asking him if he was glad that the legislation had not passed in Parliament this term to restrict vaping further.
What I'm saying is my personal point of view on this, the issue is that combustible tobacco, cigarettes, is a consumer product. People certainly don't have to have a prescription to buy cigarettes, and electronic cigarettes or vaping are a really important way for people to quit smoking. And were that barrier to be introduced to access to electronic cigarettes, there are so many people who just are not in a position to access GPs, prescriptions, and pharmacies, meaning that adopting that policy would give a clear advantage to combustible tobacco, and work against people stopping smoking and shifting to less harmful alternatives.
How much healthier is vaping than smoking?
So the thing about vaping is to make the aerosol that people inhale when they vape, you have to heat it up to about 240 degrees using the vape coil. And the contents of that aerosol is pretty well known and pretty simple. Vegetable glycerin, propylene, glycol, nicotine, and flavourings. The difference with smoking is with smoking you have tobacco leaf, which is like a complex organic substance, and it actually has to be burnt at about 800 degrees or 900 degrees. So the chemistry that emerges from burning tobacco is far, far more dangerous to health than the type of chemistry you get from heating something to 240 degrees to make an aerosol.
Does vaping have any negative effects on the human body?
So that's a big topic of study. And when we think about negative effects, we can think about things that we might measure in a laboratory that may point towards negative effects. That's not the same as actual illness and worsened health. So there's been certainly been a lot of laboratory work to suggest the potential for vaping to have negative effects on the human body, no doubt about that. It's what we might call biomarkers of harm or predictors of harm to health. What's been much harder to perceive is those laboratory findings actually translating into a increase in ill health of people over time. Vaping's been around for about 15 years, and there's quite a bit more time to go before we can say we have had the full experience with vaping. However, from the information we have so far, I think you could say it's still better not to vape compared to just breathing normal air. But with properly regulated, formulated nicotine-containing e-cigarettes, large-scale harm in that sense is really not being revealed, the same way as we know without a shadow of a doubt that there's huge harm to health done from smoking combustible tobacco.
With tobacco restriction laws coming into effect soon, some have said it's important to keep vaping as accessible as possible in the interim. Do you agree with this?
Yeah, because the Minister of Health, Dr. Verrill, has really taken a strong stand against tobacco smoking, and actually there's a reasonable chance that as a country we will achieve that goal of smoke-free Aotearoa 2025. But from the perspective of people who smoke, it isn't easy because there's like really strong pressure coming from the state for people to give up smoking, which is not easy at the best of time. And so mixed in with the policies, you know, including reduced retailer availability and removing nicotine from combustible cigarettes, it's very desirable. But there's also something sort of more positive in there, a more acceptable, positive alternative for people who smoke, just to help them on that pathway, which otherwise basically is sort of being mandated and forced on them by the government.
What do you envision happening to the varieties of flavours and strengths available for both disposable and reusable vapes?
So this has been a bit of a flashpoint or a hot point because it's perceived that the wide range of flavours increases the appeal of vaping, especially to young people, and it's generally felt, you know, very reasonably, it'd be better if young people didn't take up vaping. Of course, in the past, many young people took up smoking, and if you had to have a choice, vaping is still preferable to smoking. It's important to say that the flavours actually very relevant to people trying to quit smoking as well. A lot of people trying to quit smoking want to get as far away as possible from the taste of tobacco and associations with tobacco. And so those fruity sort of flavours may actually be very appealing to people trying to quit smoking. I think it's clear as a society that we could do a lot better in terms of preventing vapes from getting into the hands of young people.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about. Do you know of any suitable policies that would reduce these instances of youth vaping?
So I do, as a matter of fact. But they're not necessarily the policies that you think they are, because the knee-jerk response is like clampdowns and reducing availability. But I always find myself asking the question, what is it that is leading young people to turn to vapes as some sort of consolation for their experience of life? Why do young people need to do this or want to do this at all? And I look at the experience of life for so many young people and the uncertainties that you've got to confront if you're young about your economic future, the future of the, you know, the environment, the political situation, and for a long time it hasn't been particularly easy to be young, and the world that we collectively create for young people, I'm not at all surprised that things like vaping nicotine has appeal, because life in other respects seems to fall so short of the promise it ought to hold for young people. Those are the policies that we really ought to have, is think from the perspective of a young person, what makes my world and my future look good? And then, you know, maybe I won't be so interested in all this nicotine stuff.
That was Dr. George Laking on vaping in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.